Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'm going to read you from Acts chapter 7 and talk to you about a warning that we shouldn't make the same mistakes that some other people did. Acts chapter 7, verses 51 and 52, where we read this. "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom now you have become the betrayers and murderers." When Stephen was on trial before the Sanhedrin, he gave a history lesson. The points of his lesson were clear. God revealed himself to Israel many times apart from the temple, and Israel often rejected those whom God sent to deliver them, such as Joseph and Moses. Then, like any good preacher, Stephen applied the truth from the Bible. This is what he told the council. "You always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you." We can imagine the angry whispering among the Sanhedrin as Stephen's history lesson began to make sense. Stephen saw this and he knew that they were once again rejecting again the one God sent to them just as before. So Stephen boldly confronted them with their sin. "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears." You see, drawing on concepts from the Old Testament, Stephen rebuked those who rejected Jesus, and he rebuked them as being stiff-necked, as Israel was described in passages like Exodus chapter 32, and uncircumcised in heart and ears, as Israel was described in passages like Jeremiah chapter 9. You see, almost 20 times in the Old Testament, God called Israel stiff-necked. And these religious leaders in Acts chapter 7 were acting just as their forefathers sometimes acted. You see, Israel prided itself on the sign of circumcision because it separated them from the Gentiles. Stephen essentially said, "You're just like the Gentiles in your rejection of the Lord." Stephen's main point was unmistakable. As Israel was in its history, so you are today. God gave you the law, but you haven't kept it. Now, this accusation must have outraged those who prided themselves on their obedience to the law. Though it must have offended the council, Stephen's message was true. First, God is no respecter of places. That is, though the temple was a wonderful gift from God, it was wrong to overemphasize it as the house of God. Secondly, Israel at that time was guilty of what they had often been guilty of, rejecting God's messengers. You know, Jesus said that it is impossible for old wineskins to hold new wine. That's in Matthew chapter 9, verse 17. Through Stephen, the Holy Spirit showed how the old traditions of Judaism, especially the overemphasis on the temple, that they could not contain the new wine of Christianity. One idea behind a permanent temple is that God says, "You come to me." Israel was to be a light to the nations, but mainly thought that the world should come to them for salvation. Through the church, God would show a different heart to the world. The church's message is, "I will go to you." Friends, we must not make the same mistake, repeating the sins of our forefathers, thinking the world will come to us for the message of salvation. God helping us, we will honor God and we'll reach out to a needy world, and we'll do it in the name of Jesus.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.